Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's March 12, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, victory in Connecticut as a police officer is suspended this week after viral reports exposed his public defense of door-to-door gun confiscation. Meanwhile, in Austin, Texas, armed activists stand up for the Second Amendment by open and carrying in front of a live national audience. No need to fear. InfoWars is here. Plus, a prominent scientist warns that GMOs will unleash ecocide across the planet. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. The crew and myself have just returned from South by Southwest, a very successful open carry march with Come and Take It Austin, a local open carry group. Now, we went out to South by Southwest because we wanted to show Second Amendment rights to an international community. People who may not have never seen a gun, never touched a gun, had a chance to dialogue with us. And I even talked to a gentleman, had a bit of an animated conversation, so to speak. But I do definitely respect the gentleman, if you're out there watching, for standing your ground and at least being willing to discuss these issues. And also the Austin Police Department gave us a escort through town. And as our viewers are well aware, I have various issues with APD, but they were very friendly, very professional today. So my hat's off to you guys. And the real winner here is the Second Amendment and everybody being able to experience this. And you can find all this stuff on the streams on PrisonPlanet.tv if you missed the Alex Jones Day Show today. Now let's go into our top story. Victory. Connecticut cops suspended after calls for home gun confiscation. As the story went viral across social media, major public backlash ensued, resulting in Peterson's, that's the officer's, suspension and an internal investigation, as confirmed to StoryLeak by Police Captain Jeffrey Morgan. So if you're not familiar with this story, this is, as the title headline implies, an officer said he wants to go door to door and pretty much drag you off kicking and screaming if you fail to relinquish your firearms. And we saw this in Hurricane Katrina. They went door to door, house to house. Even, I believe it was last year or the year before, Bloomberg put out the article talking about the California gun repo men have a terrifying job. But, you know, door-to-door confiscations don't happen in the United States of America. If you ask some people, like the gentleman I talked to today, they try to pretend that it doesn't happen. And you know somebody else who likes to pretend, or an organization who likes to pretend, is the NSA. They pretend to be Facebook so they can spy on people all around the world. Now, you don't have to be a part of the NSA spy grid to be spied on, because we all know that Facebook stores your data, sells your data. You say, what do you mean, sells your data? So if you type in, you know, hey, this weekend I went and saw the new 300 movie. Now you have all these ads for 300 on your Facebook page. They sell your data, and also Zuckerberg called you a dumb effer if you use Facebook. The latest note and leaks on the NSA revealed that the spy agency is masquerading as Facebook in order to infect millions of computers around the world with malware as part of its mass surveillance program. And also, we gave you the stories how last month the leaks by Snowden showed that the British and American authority figures, I guess would be more accurate, are spying on people through things such as Xbox. We all know that the Xbox is spying on you, and we try to warn people about this with the Xbox One and also the Xbox Kinect system. And it's not just Microsoft, but they are definitely a part of the NSA spy grid system. Now, let's switch gears now and talk about the Ukraine. Ukraine, how to hide a Nazi army. This is a critique of a Daily Beast article, and the headline for that article is Putin's Crimea Propaganda Machine. Putin needed a story to spin, no matter how full of holes, and thus the neo-Nazi claims. But as it turns out, Crimea streets are not exactly paved with extremists. So the basics of this story is that, yes, there are neo-Nazis out there, but here in the States, they try to downplay the fact that there are neo-Nazis there on the streets. If you go to the mainstream organizations, they don't really talk too much about this outside of, I believe, just Time magazine. But the Russian state propaganda machine, they're all about it. Oh yeah, they're neo-Nazis everywhere. You know, they're, you know, behind every rock. They're like Bin Laden. They may hop out your underwear at the airport. So there's a balance. You know, there's the hyped up machine and the love downplayed machine, and the truth lies somewhere in between. You can go to Tony Cartolucci's article and read more on that for yourself. And we'll go from Nazis discriminating against people to people discriminating domestically. A college group bans white people from diversity happy hour. So I'm not sure how you can have diversity by definitely distancing certain groups, whether they be racial divisions, religious divisions, whatever type of divisions. They say they don't want you to be at their event. A group of employees at South Puget Sound Community College caused outrage after they made it clear that white people would not be welcome at a planned diversity happy hour. The event was focused around an effort to build support and community for people of color. The students at the college expressed their bewilderment at why a diversity event would specifically exclude people of a certain race. And I'm not exactly sure why that is. We've seen the white guilt bracelets and other banners meant to discourage you from racial or even national pride. We saw the students not being able to wear their American flag t-shirts to school in the United States of America because it might offend some people. I'm not exactly sure what type of country we live in where you cannot even wear the American flag as a shirt. And not only American flag shirts, but NRA shirts. And I'm not saying the NRA definitely represents everything that is Americana, but, you know, they're a well-known organization. And the headline reads, high school student suspended for NRA t-shirt. A high school student in Grand Island, New York, received a one-day in-school suspension this week after refusing to turn his National Rifle Association t-shirt inside out, even though there's no bans on this in the dress code. And we've seen this before. Like I said, we talked about the American flag shirts, people who wear, you know, army type shirts. Your dad's in the Marines, your dad's in the Army, you have a army t-shirt on. No, you can't have that because that promotes guns. Well, I mean, the Army carries guns. You see the commercials all the time. You see them during the Super Bowl, at the Super Bowl. I don't understand why you can't have the gun, just this evil, wicked thing. But, you know, you can go down to 6th Street here in the city of Austin, Texas, and run around topless, and that's all peachy keen. But, you know, if you see a gun, they act like that's crude and disgusting and disrespectful to people. I just don't understand the type of world that we live in today. And we'll end tonight with this, something else that I don't understand. GMOs unleash global killer ecocide across the planet, warns a prominent scientist. And I don't understand why you would allow GMOs to do such a thing, because we've already seen the stories about GMOs giving horrible tumors to rats. I don't understand why you would continue to feed that to your population. GMOs in California, they wanted labeled, but the big companies got behind it, and they said, no, if you make us label your foods, then you'll have to pay more for the labeling, as if they don't change their labeling for every major sports venue or for the new blockbuster movie. These are the things that I don't understand. And the gentleman, Nisim Talib, the author of Black Swan and Fooled by Randomness, says that GMOs have the potential to cause an irreversible termination of life at some scale, which could be the planet. That's exactly right, because these GMO crops will blow into your field, infect your crop, and then the big agri companies will come and say, hey, you're using our stuff without our permission. We have to shut you down. Or your animals, your children may eat these things and become ill. Like I said, we've referenced the rats who ate this stuff and became horribly ill. So Mike Adams' article and read more of this for yourself. And when we talk about more, you're going to get more. You're going to get more out of this South by Southwest March, because after this break, Alex Jones will be giving you a new clip. I was talking to the guys. I think this is going to go down in history as the new Mike Martinez clip. If you're not familiar, Austin City Council member Mike Martinez said he wanted to make the gun ban legitimate. And, you know, we find a reason to show that every 2 or 3 weeks, because the gun ban is ramping up more and more and more. I think this is going to replace this as the new clip, so you don't want to miss that. And also, Leanne McAdoo will be giving you her thoughts on the South by Southwest March. But first, if you like this broadcast and you would like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the rants, the special reports, all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned after this break for an Alex Jones special report.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. On the face of this globe, there are more than 180 nations, and less than 6 of them allow their citizens to keep and bear arms. Places like the United States and Switzerland. There is a planetary move by the UN and powerful corporate interest to disarm populations. The Attorney General famously told a meeting of media executives that they need to brainwash the public against the Second Amendment and create irrational fears that guns are this incredible danger in the hands of citizens.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
The LA Times even had to admit that gun crime is down 51% in the last 20 years, but that the public has the perception that there's more gun crime than ever. But the people are starting to wake up. All over the United States, there are open carry rallies where the people are going out and retaking their liberties and openly carrying firearms that is still legal, but that the media had made taboo. A right that is not exercised is basically destroyed. Mayor Bloomberg, financed by the World Bank, sponsoring South by Southwest here in Austin, has come into town and financed multiple anti-gun events where they're even talking about how to censor free speech on Facebook to shut down the argument. So over 100 Texans marched today in an open carry march. And the good news is, out of hundreds of people that our reporters talked to, of trendies from California who'd visited Austin, only 2 people didn't think citizens should be able to openly carry and keep firearms. We are winning the fight. Congress only has a 6% approval rating. Of course the power structure wants to disarm us because they're scared that the public might someday, under a tyranny, defend themselves. But what's really winning the Second Amendment fight is this. Yesterday, I took out a bunch of Hollywood people shooting out at a friend's ranch. And a lot of them had never shot guns and hadn't even been pro-gun previously. And they totally got it and said, I'm a good person. Why do the police just have guns? I just shot all these guns, including 50 cals. It was fun. It was safe. You know, there was one actress there who was shooting bullseye at 200 yards the first time she shot. She's like, wow, I could be a person with guns and protect myself. True feminism, empowering women. The fake feminists want men out of the picture to make the state the husband. That's what the system admits they're doing. And so we took these women and men out, they shot firearms, and were converted in the matter of hours over to fully understanding the spirit of 1776 and individual freedom. And in closing, we have a clip of some young geisha girls today down in South by Southwest in downtown Austin. When they were handed an M4, M16 variant, their eyes just lit up.
Oh my God, this is priceless.
Is it on safety? Safety check. That's awesome.
This is the same thing I've seen in every case. If you can get a progressive government statist slave of the system out to fire firearms, they will convert to a real liberal Thomas Jefferson style. Liberals become real liberals. Join the libertarians. Join the human empowerment movement. Go out, take a shooting lesson, go out to a friend's ranch, learn gun safety, and join the rest of free humanity. I gave Piers Morgan that offer. He didn't take it. Now we've kicked his ass out of the country. I'm asking you to come and join the rest of free humanity.
Come on with the gun. Come on.
Oh, my God. This is priceless.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, as we reported over the weekend, Bloomberg and two other gun control groups came to South by Southwest. It's, of course, Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to use social media to brainwash the public about how dangerous guns are. One of the ways they get them to buy that is to ban guns from the public sphere and ban it from social media, which is what they're trying to do. Now, in response, Open Carry Texas put together a rally today, and InfoWars crew was there to cover it live. Still there is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk to her about what they saw today. Well, welcome, Leanne. Tell us about the rally today.
Hi, David. Well, it was quite a success. In less than 24 hours, we were able to get more than 100 people to come out here, show their support for the Second Amendment, and try to just help the brainwashed public to see that these are not dangerous people. They are law-abiding citizens who just want to have the right to open carry in Texas. Justin DeLosh was explaining that a lot of people think that Texas is just this, you know, free-for-all gun zone, but really we have some strict open carry laws here. And then, of course, Jakari Jackson was getting into a little heated debate with someone out on the street, just explaining exactly what the law is, what our rights are, and why we're out here today.
Yeah, I saw part of that exchange, and every time he would say something, the guy would say, well, you've got your rights, you're here. And he would say, well, we're trying to keep them. Essentially, the reason you're there is because Bloomberg's group and Moms Demand Action and one other came to the South by Southwest Festival and essentially began an assault on what we do have as rights. They want to take those rights away. And every time Jakari pointed it out to him, he would say, but you haven't lost your rights. And it's like, but people are trying to take them away. That's why we're showing up.
Exactly. And then there was another debate with a gentleman from New York on that same topic saying, well, you're doing a great job. You've got your rights. And it's like, if we back down at all, they just come that much harder. I mean, they're definitely on the offense. So that's, you know, that's why we're out here today, to just let people know that this is legal here. This is not something that we're doing to be sensational. This is a legal thing. We had a police escort today from the Austin Police Department. They were very nice. They were with us the entire time. A lot of them said, hey, we support what you're doing out there. And just really, really supportive all around. I think there was one person who, that was the guy that Jakari spoke with, who was really just against it. A lot of people were kind of standing there with their mouth open and sort of like, I've never seen a gun in real life, and taking pictures and everything. And for the most part, it was just letting people know that we're nice humans. We're not the ones that you need to be concerned about. We're not the criminals. We're not the ones that are going to be exploiting the right to own and keep and bear arms.
Yeah, the guy that Jakari was talking to made it clear that he thought it was a good idea that some guns had been banned in California, that somehow made people safer. Of course, we've had a police chief in Michigan and Detroit who used to be a police officer in California. He used to think that way as well, and now he's done a complete 180. The bottom line is that every time Jakari would talk to him, or if you talk to this guy from New York, they always want to say, well, you've got your rights, that's fine. But they're, at the same time, they're trying to take them away. And it's not just the Second Amendment. Bloomberg wants to use Facebook to essentially ban any speech in favor of guns, anybody showing their guns, talking about their guns, essentially turn it into the same rules that they would use for pornography to try to keep that off. So that's why they're there. That's why they're at South by Southwest. They had a plea to people to use social media to try to brainwash people against guns. And it's very dishonest what they're doing. Even the fact that The Guardian showed this meeting where nobody turned up, gave it front page coverage, and led off with a picture of a big crowd of people that weren't at the meeting in South by Southwest.
Yeah, and another point that someone brought up earlier is that, you know, someone was like, well, what's your problem with just getting a license or going and getting registered? And, you know, you have to get that to drive a car. And he said, well, you know, they didn't say that you need to get a license to drive a car in the Constitution. Having the right to keep and bear arms uninfringed is in the Constitution. And there isn't anything in the Constitution that talks about getting a license to ride a horse. You know what I mean? So
that's
they
right.
Definitely, that wasn't a concern of theirs.
Yeah, they have over and over again, and driving is a very good example. They try to take fundamental rights of moving around and turn them into privileges, whether it's riding on the streets or getting onto an airplane. We know how this goes. We don't even have to draw parallels to Adolf Hitler and Stalin. We've seen it in our country. That's exactly the argument as to why we shouldn't have the government turning a fundamental right that is then recognized by the Constitution, ignoring that fundamental right, ignoring the Constitution, and making it a government-granted privilege. We don't want to see that happen.
Right, and it seemed like we were out here today, and a lot of people, they weren't frightened, and it didn't scare them that people were exercising their First and Second Amendment rights out here today. We ran into a girl band from Japan, and at first they were a little bit shocked from what they saw, and then they kind of got they were a little bit more intrigued by it. And that was kind of the response that we got all around. There was some older women that, you know, they said, I've never seen a gun in real life, and they were touching it. And I mean, that's what the Open Carry Austin crew really wanted to do out here today, is to just let people see that this is not a frightening thing. They've been taught, they've been brainwashed to be frightened by guns, but it's not the guns. It's the criminals that are out there, the criminal aspect of people out there that we really should be concerned about.
And that's exactly the point, is that they want to try to make these guns invisible. They want to try to make gun owners invisible. They want to make them strange and scary, so that people get alarmed when they see it in public. And that actually is working in a lot of places. And as you pointed out, that's the whole purpose of Open Carry Texas, is to make sure that people understand that this is nothing that they should be afraid of, any more than they should be afraid of seeing a car, because so many, many more people are injured or killed with cars. And yet people don't instantly freak out when they see a car, because they've had an experience with it. As Alex has pointed out, when he has people go shoot a gun who have never been around a gun before, they like it. Even Piers Morgan liked it when he saw it. So, but they want to ban it from the public sphere, the public square. They want to even ban it from social media. That's why Bloomberg was in South by Southwest. That's why you guys showed up. That's why they're going to do it again on Saturday. What time are they going to be out there on Saturday? Do you know?
Well, the Come and Take It Austin crew said they're meeting in the, at the same place at 12th and San Jacinto about 11:30, mm-hmm. and then they're going to start the march at noon. So it'll be again at high noon, and I guarantee you the parking is going to be madness on Saturday. It seemed like at the Capitol garage there was plenty of parking, so get here early.
Okay, great. Great. We'll be looking forward to seeing that. Thanks so much, Leanne.
Thank you.
That's it, folks. Use your freedoms or lose them. Don't allow the government to turn them into government-granted privileges. Well, that's it for tonight, Snooze. And if you want to support our operation, if you want to see more of this live coverage, things like this, support of the Second Amendment, support of your First Amendment, support us with a subscription. Join Prison Planet TV. You can share the subscription with up to 10 other people simultaneously. You can watch the news as well as all of Alex's documentaries right there online. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.